This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Cameras, Churches, and Crime. Recently, two kids managed to grab and run with a couple of $100 at Fairgrind's Coffee House as one created a distraction and the other jumped the counter. The neighboring grocery store cameras had great pictures of them scouting their location. We spent a lot of time trying to give the footage to the police. Did it stop the crimes? Did it catch anyone? Will the police do anything about any of this? We all know the answers to these questions. This is small potatoes. The cops are going to prioritize the big stuff. We had a Google Nest in our coffee house. Turned out it had never been turned on or had somehow been inactivated, which says a lot as well. Are cameras a crutch or a real crime prevention tool? Sometimes it's hard to tell. In the United Kingdom, they're everywhere. CCTV, or closed-circuit television, is huge in China as well. Coupled with developments in facial recognition software, privacy and civil rights advocates have warned of misuse. A recent special section on data collection and surveillance in The Economist ran a cartoon that spoke of the weeks it would take for police to analyze camera footage and how easy it would be to misidentify people, confusing the innocent for the guilty, and vice versa. I thought of all this when reading about a project in New Orleans called the Partnership for Peace and Safety being launched by the Isaiah Institute to couple faith groups with local business people to put cameras in lower-income neighborhoods in various parts of the city. The project is spearheaded by a longtime local community organizer and activist, Joe Gibbons, and takes as its model a similar program he ran more than 20 years ago when working for ACT, All Congregations Together, in its heyday. They've set a target of outfitting 325 cameras on local churches, and then another 214 will be directed towards the streets from various congregants' own homes. Although the installation of the cameras only cost $150 and a monthly $15 to run the signal, the project, if fully realized, seems to have a $1 million price tag, which is surprising. Project NOLA, which has installed 2,500 cameras around New Orleans since 2010, is supplying the initial cameras and monitoring, so the money used to fund the church programming must be significant. Gibbons describes the program, one of the local papers, as an aggressive neighborhood watch with newer technology. Will it work? Hard to tell. Project NOLA claims their work has helped in the investigation of what would be an average of 333 felonies and 22 homicides annually over the last 9 years, so that's not nothing. Just picking a random number for a year, 2015, in the middle, New Orleans had almost 19,000 reported felonies and 165 or so homicides every year. So, like any big American city, this is a mountain to climb. Is this just a feel-good program for churches and their local business folks, or something that will either retard crime or catch criminals? That's an open question still. Nonetheless, this is something worth watching, and I mean that literally. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.